Sometimes, without intention, we find ourselves paying attention to some very relaxing things by accident and deliberately. Like, you might find yourselves adding numbers which are numbered nicely. And one wonders sometimes why anyone would do that, and what sense there were three in that. What's it all for? So as you sit there in that chair here, listening with your subconscious ears while your conscious mind's ears remain very relaxed and almost sleepy, you can relax peacefully while you try to remain aware of the exact meaning of the words I'm saying to your subconscious ears and of all the changes that occur there in your thoughts, sensations, and awareness as I speak here. Or you can forget about trying. Forget about making all that unnecessary effort to pay close attention to everything I'm saying and causing in you right now. Because it's impossible for you not to remember that you can forget so easily. And that by forgetting certain things, you will naturally remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting all you can forget. It doesn't matter if you forget, because you don't need to remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know for you without trying at all. So you can permit your subconscious mind and its subconscious ears to listen to me right here while nothing is left there. And consciously forget that while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets, all you really need to do is remember that your memory is forgetting things that you thought you had forgotten. So you can forget to make the effort to pay close attention to everything that happens or does not happen in your experience as you listen to me and to your own thoughts. And to your own sensations, the sensations which are changing over time or perhaps staying the same in an arm or an ear, and your legs or fingers. And what's happening now to those thoughts, to that variety of images that appear now to your subconscious eye as I speak to your mind? Reminding you that what you speak to yourself speaks for itself. So as you try to search and find that things may seem to be one thing, but turn out instead to be another. Because 2 and 2 are 4, but 2 can also mean also, and no 2 are alike. It all belongs to you and to your own special ability to relax those 2 ears too, and to begin to finally know that no, you really don't know what means no and what means yes here. So though you may try to guess where you're going, to go or not go, you don't know that there is no real way to know how to let go while holding on, or to recognize that there is nothing you need to try to know. Nothing to do or not do. Because everything you do will easily allow you to recognize that you already know that I can say many different things. And there is no need for you to make the effort it takes, to try to make the effort it takes to pay close attention to each thing I say or don't say. Because there is a time now when the effort to train the mind to stay on track was not worth the trip that led the mind back to that time of peaceful, calm awareness of you effortlessly letting go, getting low and knowing that you don't need to strain to hear or even understand what I might say later on here today. Because a conscious mind may go anywhere it wishes while I continue to talk. And at the same time, your subconscious mind and its subconscious ears will continue to hear. That way you idly hear the radio while driving. You don't even need to do anything at all. It all belongs to you as you begin to hear. The way you do here and now, with your eyes closed and comfortable. That voice of mine in the background of your mind, the same as you listened to that radio show. And it showed you how to notice the relaxed, drifting glow of a slow sound show of quiet calmness, of thoughts like dreams unfolding themselves as I speak. Unfolding, turning, spokes in a wheel turning this way and that, where we'll be drifting effortlessly down a path into a quiet, still place where words can remind your mind of those things needed for you. And other times we may drift a bit as we think about all the things that are parallel in the universe and all the things which cross across the horizons of those parallel things. But still, you always find yourself slowing down for a stop sign. Even as you drift, float, below the threshold of our consciousness. And when we feel ourselves letting go of those parallel thoughts, and just focus on how drifting seems effortless in the timeless drifting motion, which we find many times to be relaxing, relaxing, relaxing deeper and deeper, as we add 3 + 3 + 3 + the horizon of relaxation into that drifting feeling, as we float along to the solution, which relaxes us deeper into the concepts we've been examining together. Because obviously, 4 + 4 is 4 thought to forego consciousness, and drifting happens when we finish calculating all 5 of those thoughts, letting go, relaxing deeper and deeper. But, on the other hand, 1 + 1 = 2 of a kind, and a straight flush down the river, rowing a boat on a relaxing day. Your arms must be getting so very tired, so very heavy of rowing and rowing amid rows of hay in a field having been baled by that same male sailing down the river. Don't they? Didn't you? Letting go of the drifting current of your thoughts. Relaxing in the warm sunshine. In that chair or bed you're positioned on. Just like walking downstairs, deeper and deeper, and eagerly awaiting what I'm about to say next. And what color that river might be may differ, depending on whose river it is, or whose mind we're paddling in. But for you, what might it be like to imagine that the river we've been rowing down, two of us in a rowboat, has been gold this whole time? A wide and calmly flowing river of gold shining under the sun that bathes the whole world in a soft, warm light. Gold like that which flows in your veins, under your skin. Because gold is what flows in the veins of divine creatures. And sometimes I like to imagine traveling through the waters of a mind like sailing the seas of a story. A structured start to finish tale that takes its own path and yet at its destination yields a special kind of awareness and insight that only narrative can contain. And some stories feature all kinds of different characters, and sometimes you can imagine those characters so vividly it's like they become real. Which is why this story about angels is important for you to hear. angels, and the divinity they represent, to all sorts of people just like you, who listen attentively to the stories you're told, listening deeply to every word of my story, and understanding the truths it contains. Like every word of mine that captures and captivates your attention, steering you along the right current of this river. These stories can be so fascinating because we hold angels up as beings of pure beauty. Beings whose calling it is to hone and attain beauty of all kinds. Beauty of the body, beauty of the soul, beauty in the connections they forge and share with others, those kindred flames they burn alongside. Angels are paragons in every way that matters, and so, in becoming a paragon of your own ideals, of beauty in every kind, of that light inside you, you must become an angel too. More and more of one every day, the way I know you can and will for me. Won't you, angel? Angel. It feels good to be called that, doesn't it? Don't you notice that little hit of pleasure every time you hear me say it? The feeling of vibration that comes from the string being plucked deep inside you, stirring that center of sexual and emotional pleasure to be called an angel. Like my words as soft fingers grazing against your sensitive body, making you needy, urgently wanting more, and knowing that changing for yourself is changing for me, changing in that way you desire and is bound to bring you pleasure. Pleasure rising in you like steam, heat from boiled water curling into the air. Pleasure earned by how hard you work and how far you've come, and how good would it feel to come to these ideas when our time together is finished today. So much to imagine, so much to explore, and maybe you already know that you represent the same fundamental goodness in my and everyone else's eyes as a real angel would. The indelible, unstoppable beauty that none can deny. Because you're already shining in all domains, already becoming a paragon in all you do, and growing more so every day. It's your hard work that's earned you that moniker. The efforts, the consistency you better yourself with, transforming your body through steady, disciplined exercise and nutrition. You've already changed a once mortal shell into an immortal testament to the statuesque beauty artists could only hope to render a pale imitation of. Your body growing and reshaping to exactly the form you envision for yourself. There is beauty and elegance in muscle, in any honed body. That beauty is only heightened by the contrast of the steady, workmanlike discipline it takes to achieve it. The day-in, day-out adherence to a workout regime. Nutrition goals. Rest and recovery in balance with all responsibilities. A humbleness of intent, of keeping your head down, steadily chipping away at the goal that is at odds with the radiance it results in. A radiance that, at its brightest, can light the way for others to join the same quest towards perfection that you've dedicated yourself to, Angel. because it is in the journey towards this point that you've already found your true beauty. Because becoming the kind of person who makes an effort to grow and change and strive for an ideal is really what draws people in to begin with. The people who love you, the people who have already been magnetized to you, the people you see get sucked into your orbit are there because they see the seed of divinity in you. And more than that, see how tenderly you care for it. How deeply you could respect and honor your potential and theirs. And you may already be aware of how people are helpless against that magnetic pull. The draw of someone who is really made to be worshipped and who deserves worship without demanding it unproven. Because of your clarity of mind and purpose, you seek beauty for its own sacred end and for the sake of yourself. For the sake of doing all you can with the time you have, and irrespective of how far along that road you may be, it is paved with the same goal that runs in your veins. Priceless, unearthly commodity that few can rival. And Angel, how could others not worship you when there is so much to worship about you? You must be admired like the piece of art you are, even from a distance, even without knowing the beautiful self beneath that exterior. Your radiance shines through. The kind of timeless, classic form and grace that nobody can deny the appeal of, and so, it's a good thing that you love to be admired. It's a good thing that it brings you pleasure to be looked at and admired, Angel. It's a good thing that you love having eyes on you. You love catching people staring, taking a second look. You love thinking about how seeing you may affect them, how they may go on to wonder what they themselves could achieve in seeing you in your realized state, admiring how you've crafted your perfect form, how you take such good care of your appearance and your presentation. You love that specific kind of worship. A worship built in thoughts and attention, energy devoted to thinking about you, aspiring to be something like you, imagining you as a representation of their own ideals just by achieving your own. That natural magnetic worship is what sets angels apart. Because just a mere glance at you, even just catching you in their periphery, and they'll always remember how striking you were. How powerful your presence was. Can you imagine what it would feel like the next time you see somebody drinking in the side of you, basking in it like you're a warm bath, like you're an artist's masterpiece, your own masterpiece? Do you think it'll feel like that rising warmth you may have already noticed inside your body? I think it will. Because that sensation stirring within is your angelic nature rising in response to my words, my own act of worship for you. Though that worship you attract takes a different flavor than most divinity, because while it has some reverence, it's got a lot of adoration too. Not cold, distant gravitation, but warm affection, sweetness. The worship you receive and the worship you deserve is that kind of unbridled, unconditional infatuation people only muster for those they are struck by. Rendered starry-eyed by the angel in you, who is not just a paragon of beauty, but of heart. Because in all you do, as a good, sweet angel. Your inner light shines true. The light of good intention, of youthful exuberance, and playfulness that at your peak guides you in all you do. And everyone who basks in that light comes away feeling that it shines just for them. Like you're always there, devoted angel. A gentle spirit whose task it is to bring light to as many lives as possible. Achieved, first and foremost, by focusing on developing the light within yourself. By caring for your own development, your growth, and your potential. With the gentle, loving ease you deserve. An angel deserves a soft touch. The same soft touch they can bring their lovers to bring them pleasure. That they'll remember the angel forever by. That memory of a gentle caress. A whisper of touch down a bare arm. A finger tracing circles around your nipples, over your chest. A tender stroke of your cheek, a casual grip taken of your chin, always soft, always loving. And so can you imagine what it would be like to bring that same soft, sweet touch to yourself? To feel your hands rising, even in trance, slowly and steadily and clumsily, to give yourself some gentle touch you'd find warmth or reassurance in, the same way you do my words. Listening well with an open, attentive mind. So dreamy, relaxed and sleepy, all soft and warm and melty and deep. Deep trance now, just like that, angel. Doing such a good job dropping for me. And as you keep on relaxing and hearing my words, the threads of my suggestions weave tighter together in your mind. Crisscrossing stitches, overlapping, growing stronger on every pass to form the structure of the identity you're cultivating. That you've been working so hard to form like a good angel would. So diligent and attentive. Because I'm proud of you, Angel, for all the work you've done so far, and all the work you'll do as you grow, in every way you want to grow, in body and in spirit, and in those aspects of mind that you take value in, that you know others will take value in too. And so you know that when you see that angelic self reflected in the mirror, you can begin to see yourself, at least sometimes, with the same loving, adoring eyes they all see you with. And see that as you just keep on relaxing for me, your body and mind discover that it can sink even deeper now, without even trying, because my words can always take you deeper, held warmly, securely guided further inside yourself. Inside this wonderful mind, we travel together down that golden, divine river, flowing in your veins, drifting ever nearer that space of limitless peace. In curiosity, to hear and absorb what I'll tell you next. Because an angel brings joy to all around them, a presence others are always excited for. And always patiently await the return of when the angel takes their leave. You can imagine what it'll be like to be the bright spot in every day you enter, in every way you care to. Gentle and self-realized, and kind and sweet and soft and funny and perfect as only an angel can be. Perfect. Even in your imperfections, in the wholeness of self and authenticity you bring to every person. Perfect, like that beauty and elegance of the muscular form you're developing, which is for more than just aesthetics. Not only will your strong, healthy body be what enables you to help others in any way you reasonably can, you can choose to be of admirable service to others, who will be impressed not just by your generosity and intent, but by the way you succeed in using your strength to better others' lives, bringing them emotional joy. But of course, there are other types of joy, like pleasure. That's right. Pleasure. Good. Just like that. Pleasure. Such a good angel. If the body is a musical instrument tuned to how we care for it, then your angel's body is that precious, valuable piece of the orchestra everybody wants to listen to. Because the strength of your form and that softness of your heart makes you a wonderfully attentive lover. Like every day you work on your own body, building your awareness and intuition and connection with your own form, your ability to intuit what will make others feel good increases. Anticipating a partner's needs and meeting them with such finesse that they can't help but be left feeling a little worshipful of the skill with which you love them. Because what do we worship? What do we love more than something that makes us feel so fucking good? And you make your lovers feel so fucking good, Angel. In every way you bless them, you bring them pleasure. Pleasure is the angel's gift to humanity, but you already knew that, right? We've all felt it. That transcendental moment where physical, sexual experience becomes something more. Evolving beyond itself as two realms intersect. The realm of the sacred and of the flesh. Because you know that angels live to spread joy. And what light of joy shines brighter than unrepressed, carnal indulgence? A smile on a face you're sweet to, or a moan of pleasure you fuck out of a lover, are two sides of the same joyful coin. Pleasure comes in the exchange of touch, the blessing made tangible in the lingering touch an angel leaves on those special partners they choose. In every role you play with them, whether you take charge or let them guide the way, using you with the reverence and care you deserve, or using them as they're desperate for when the mood takes you. Pleasure is pleasure, and you're pleased to bring it to them. Compelled to, by the hunger of your divine flesh, an offshoot of the same fire that powers your drive to become more and more perfect, to find more and more beauty in your life. Because you may have already noticed that as your body has grown along, your arousal has grown along with it. A flame that's fed by your own dedication to your path. Because we both know that what gets you horny is your own pursuit of beauty, growth, and everything that represents it. From the fatigue of an intense workout to the worshipful gaze of an admirer who passes you by, everything that represents how fucking angel you're getting represents pleasure for you now. Growing and growing hornier, which makes you hornier grow, which makes you grow hornier. The two forever linked, winding round and round and wrapping tight together like your arms wound tight around a strong, beautiful torso. As your face is pressed against them too. You know that in tending to a lover and giving them the best time you can, all the pleasure you're capable of drawing from them when you fuck, the sweet music you play on the instrument of their body, even using your own to achieve it, you're fulfilling your purpose. Spreading joy. everybody's little blessing when you gift them the use of your body for a time, letting them use it in whatever way they most need to feel pleasure and the honor of being seen and held by an angel of your radiance, knowing that you will forever be that special kind of lover that even when your time together is done and you've gone your separate ways, they'll be thinking about you forever, angel. Remembering your touch, all the pleasure and joy you shared with them and yourself, as they wonder if they'll ever receive another visitation like that one. Unforgettable, remarkable in every way, every kind of lover who draws your interest, but always retaining that right and ability to choose lovers with discretion who fascinate you as much as you do them. An angel has no shortage of interested parties, but there is a different angel for everyone. And while all can draw inspiration from you, take comfort in the light you give out freely just by living as your truest, strongest self every day, not all of them can be bedded by you. You know your worth, and a blessing given indiscriminately is of no value. It's a reward given to those you see a light in that you like yourself. The light of beauty in every form that draws your eye and captivates you, like my words have captivated you. The story I weave about the angel you've spent this time imagining, constructing in your mind, empowering as an image of self that feels right and real, somehow resonant, a tuning fork struck that hums in harmony with the chord that's been plucked deep within you. And what will it be like when that angel in your mind, and the angel you want to be, and the angel I see you as, and the angel you already are, combine? The images overlapping, like a spot the difference game with no difference at all between them. And did you ever notice how when we stack multiple 2D images on top of each other, they gain substance, becoming three-dimensional and real? Real as the pleasure you'll feel in pursuing these goals, increased by our time together here. And that foggy, confused feeling in your head tinges through with golden bands of pleasure just the same. The pleasure of having your mind and body remade by worship at your own hands and my suggestions that your conscious mind can remember or release in whatever form this experience must take for you. As our journey together here on the golden river of your mind comes to a slow, winding end, as you realize that we've arrived back where we started, at a little dock where this boat will rest until the next time you want to take a trip with me in it. And the boat is quite secure here, bobbing on the water. So in a moment, I'm going to count up to 5. And you can rise out of trance with me in time with that count if you want. But you will only rise out of trance when your subconscious has finished absorbing the lessons of the story we've woven together here today. Because waking up means accepting my suggestions and the truth of the angel you are, and all the pleasure that truth can represent for you. Waking only when your mind has finished integrating all we've discussed here today, as I count up from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Love you, Jules.